Welcome, everybody. F1 Feast from Filibuster Freestyle. No theme song. It's your buddy Gavin. This will be our shortest and probably worst F1 Feast ever. And we'll go into why in a minute. But a few things. Number one, Lando Norris wins the Miami Grand Prix. His first ever Grand Prix victory. Probably the best Miami race we've had in the three, I believe, iterations of the race in Miami. And it's wonderful to see that the McLaren car and that McLaren's top driver were up for the challenge. The Red Bulls, the Ferraris, and the McLarens continue to be the best cars, strategy-wise and safety car-wise. McLaren and Lando benefited the most. Wonderful stuff. Number two, F1 Feast. We don't have time to feast, right? So I'm going to still continue to try to do some F1 Feasts, but we may not do every Grand Prix moving forward. Which goes to the larger piece of some of the endeavors that we've been doing, whether it's the pod for almost 10 years or other things, such as working with our friends at Pop Sketch Designs. They're all just taking a hit right now. Pop Sketch Designs has having some, we'll call it procedural issues with Etsy right now. So that's going to be on the back burner for a bit. Shout out to my man Marky Sal, Braden. Hope that I get Marky on the pod soon to talk about the Celtics. And filibusterfreestyle.com, we still own the rights to their website, the domain name. But the website is now down on purpose. Haven't had the time to maintain that. So essentially, as this father of about to be a two-year-old becomes a father of about to be two in July, we're just at an all-time spot where the bandwidth and the intent of the pod itself, Filibuster Freestyle, or some of the mini pods like F1 Feast, they're just nowhere close to where they need to be or we want them to be. So we acknowledge that every once in a while, and one day maybe if we keep going with this thing, we can bring it back to where we had it a few years back. But, you know, good for Lando, good for winning. It's good to see some competitiveness in the grid, and we'll do our best to come back with a better F1 Feast at another time. We are in the thick of NHL and NBA playoffs. Celtics currently up 1-0 in their second round series against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Bruins are up 1-0 in their second round series against their ill-fated opponent from last season, the Florida Panthers. Jeremy Johnson's likely waiting in the wings to do some more kitchen quarantine food brackets with these playoffs. Why not? Take a good gimmick. Give it more life. And, you know, I'm way overdue with the sports jerks, way overdue with a few other things. So, short and sweet pod today to say we still love you. We know this pod's nowhere near where it used to be. Shout out to my guy Dan O'Brien. We're correctly calling us out on our less than riveting content, especially our, you know, buffoonery here in the F1 space that we've delved into the last couple of years. And we'll just keep putting out things when we can. But that's your Miami Grand Prix update. The only thing I would say is, by default, this year is already more interesting than last year relative to now Ferrari and McLaren have both got a win and we're only seven races in tops versus last year. I think besides Max Verstappen and Checo Perez, I think one driver, I believe Carlos Sainz, won any of the Grand Prix. So it's already a less dominant year, though there are more races this year. And so there's a world where maybe Red Bull can win the same amount of races or more, just with more chances to do it. We'll see about that. Anyway, hang in there, everybody. I'm going to try to do the same. If you know, you know.